This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Taz and Andrew. We're coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio, who understands that it's not just a mortgage. It's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Call the show if you'd like. It's a very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
All you got to do is dial 855-212-4227. And thanks to everybody listening across these great United States on one of the CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Much appreciated. Or maybe listening on radio.com, maybe on the CBS Sports app. Maybe you're listening on Sirius XM channel 206, the home for CBS Sports Radio. Like I said earlier, if you're following at Taz and the Moose on Twitter and Instagram, unfollow it. It's useless because the account's going to be killed in a couple of weeks. So don't waste it. Don't waste your time doing that. Andrew Bogus, hello, sir. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Taz. How are you?
Yes, I'm outstanding. This is my last day.
Mike was doing his show in my ear, so.
This is day four of the Taz countdown.
Yeah. And it's obviously the most difficult one, but I want to credit you again for going all the way through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday without really focusing on your departure.
Thank you.
I mean, you kept things status quo, did the normal show. We didn't, you know, you saved us a lot of tough emotions and tough moments.
Well,
we've been trying to ignore this impending doom. You've not.
Yeah.
Beaten us with it.
Yeah.
But well, you know, now we have to face it. We have no other choice because it's Friday.
Here.
It's here.
It's here. 1 hour down, two to go, as the cliche goes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Coffee Jones,
right.
Swagger City.
That's me. Yes. So, and we also have a little topic on. We've been doing some wrestling the past few days. So, your favorite memory of being at a live event in the wrestling, at a wrestling show. I've never been to a wrestling show as a fan my whole life, believe it or not, only as someone working backstage or as a wrestler. So, I love to hear what people have to say about being in the audience.
Have you at least been at a show that you weren't working at, either as an announcer or as a, just like you happen to be, like maybe you're traveling on to the next event, so you're just in the arena for a night watching your colleagues
That has
work.
Happened in WWE a couple times, yes, because I was on the contract. Very rare will I go to a show not getting paid for it, though. That's that's kind
of
like something. Well, some people do that.
Yeah.
You know, some people do that. So, like, I try not to do that. I mean, that's just. But you sometimes you want to go because you want to see some old friends or something like that. Because everybody in wrestling
hold
is
up
so
a John 3:16 sign.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that part,
or
but I got
a huge Dave LaGreca fathead thing.
Anyway, let's go to New Mexico and talk to Jared. Jared, what's going on, buddy? You're on with Taz and Andrew. How's it going?
Hey man, good morning, Taz. I'm gonna miss you in the morning. It's been great to be, you know, listening to you on the way to work. And just getting a little vacation before I have to go deal with work every day. But I love you. I love your show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And I'll follow you on your podcast. In the '90s, I went to Larry Sharp's Monster Factory, and I was going there for a little while. And I had my first show in, I think it was Trenton, at the Trenton CYO. And I was the first bout, and I was getting ready backstage, and I didn't know what was going to, I was nervous. But Dan Severn was there, and he was scheduled to fight Dory Funk that night. And I come to find out, they tell Dan Severn that Dory Funk's not going to show up. And then he's actually fighting me on the opening
night. Yeah.
So he's standing back there, man, and I never met the guy at the time, and I see him, and he's like, don't even look at me. And he's, like, super serious, and I'm so scared. He's like, I'm going to break your arm. And I'm like, I'm so scared, man. So I'm in the bathroom throwing up, like, for real.
Yeah.
And the promoter's like, Jared, you gotta go. It's time for the bout. And I just walk by Dan Severn. He looks at me, and I still don't know that I'm not wrestling. You know, I'm thinking he's coming out and he's gonna kick my butt. And I get out there, and the other guy comes out, and this other wrestler, and then I finally figure out that they're just messing with me, and I take a pile driver off the top rope, and man, that was the greatest night of my life, dude.
Pile driver off the top rope is crazy, bro.
Yeah, pile driver off the top rope.
That's insane, and you survived it, man. Well, I appreciate the call, appreciate the love, my friend. Interesting topic there, pile driver off the top rope. That's not a fun way to bump. I've actually never taken a pile driver off the top rope. That's a difficult thing. You don't see that much. Oh, wow. We're going to go to, look at this. Look at this guy. My man in Sweet Home, Alabama. Is this the real Conrad Thompson?
Can you imagine there being an imposter Conrad Thompson? How ridiculous would that be?
This is the man. He's got the smooth sound of my man, Big Hoss himself, Conrad. What's up, brother?
Dude, I was not going to let today slip past. What a great day. What a monumental day. I just want to call and thank you for entertaining us these last few years. And even though, you may not think so, we actually have radios here in Alabama. And I actually have a smartphone. I got one for Christmas. I got it early. Retired the old Razor flip phone, so I've got the CBS app.
It's too much.
But today, when you go off the air, I'm promptly deleting that app from my phone, and I'll never use it again.
Did you have someone recently teach you how to work this said smartphone?
They did. Yeah, it was pretty cool. We had like a continuing education. Same place I took my GED classes a few years ago. So it was easy.
Too much. Dude, look, man, I promote my podcast out here once in a while, you know. And you have really dominated the wrestling podcast game, and you have an empty bump card. And you know how much I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you know, what I appreciate most about you is the your favorite line off air, which is, just because I can't bump anymore doesn't mean I can't bump other people. Watch your mouth. I'm going to give you a beating. Should we tell everybody our new idea?
You
and I have freestyled an idea.
Listen to this idea. This is, you guys here have not heard this in the audience. This has never been for public consumption. Comrade and I, we might work on this new venture coming for 2020. Lay it on them, brother. Go ahead. Go for it.
Well, it's like Uber, except for people that you hate, right? So let's say you've got a personal beef with somebody, you would pull up this app, and we would call the app Beatons. And it's sort of like Beats by Dre, except this is Beatons by Taz. So if you need somebody's ass kicked, you just put in their address, and you decide what level of ass kicking they're going to get. Are they getting a Beaten X? Are they getting a Beaten XL? Are they getting a Beaten XL Black? What are they getting? And maybe it'll be black and blue.
Black and blue,
case.
Right.
Either way.
It's a working title. It's a working title.
Sure. But I just absolutely love the delivery when you came up with our catchphrase, our tagline. Do you want to share that with everybody?
No, you go. You do it. It's better with the Southern drawl. You do it.
Yeah, well, it's great because, of course, it's coming from Taz. So this is a hillbilly trying to do his best Taz impression. So bear with me here. But the concept was Beatons. I'll be there.
Yeah. No, it's Beatons. I'll be there. There it is, right? So, yeah, we're working. We have a whole video production team down in Alabama. Comrade's got a whole team. You guys have at least two cameras now down there?
Dude, we
Well, dude, a lot of people don't know. They wouldn't be shocked. You're a big Alabama football fan, right? So we do actually get a lot of people calling here from Alabama. Right, Mike? We clear, Mike, a lot of
yes, sir.
Areas. Yeah, so we actually, all kidding aside, we get a ton of folks, dude, calling from Alabama, especially when Alabama was winning. And I was the guy telling you weeks ago about Nick Saban's team and your squad that you guys hadn't played anybody. And now look what happened. I was right. You guys are sitting home watching, and you were wrong.
Well, hang on now. Let's run through that. Isn't everybody else sitting home watching, too? Or was I out? Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, Alabama football. You guys are always in it. You know what I mean?
No. So here's the thing. I'm not a fair weather Alabama fan. I was born into this.
Right.
So
right.
I was a fan during the Shula years. Those were lean years, my man. Lean years.
Yes, I know.
Well, I'm actually, you know, I'm a season ticket holder. So Saban's first season, I was in my seat inside the stadium when the Hilltoppers from Western Kentucky handed us our own ass.
Red and Black Jones. Yeah. Red and Black Jones, right? Didn't they wear red? You remember? Yeah, I think they wore red.
Well, I'm colorblind Jones, but I was seeing red after that game.
There it is. But don't. Listen, you're supposed to be calling to put me over, and now we're talking about football. So before we wrap up, anything else you want to say about me?
No. I was really calling to share my favorite moment in wrestling history.
Being
a fan. You're not a fan. You're too cool for school or whatever. But
I'm not a moth.
My favorite wrestling show of my entire life, I'm 38, diehard fan, but my favorite show ever is when the Hillbilly got on a metal death tube and flew to New York for ECW One Night Stand 2005. It was the closure that all the hardcore ECW fans really needed. And your great close personal friend, the Sandman, came out, and that entrance with the Hammerstein Ballroom singing along was a cultural experience unlike anything I've had before or since. And it's my greatest wrestling memory as a fan ever.
I'm still laughing. You go, your great close personal friend. Let's stop thinking about what, oh my God, what Stark is, what he said, what he knew I was going to be there, what he said to you.
Yeah, it was. There's so much inside baseball on this call right now.
It's
I'm sorry for ruining
it's
your show.
It's a little bit inside. That's all right. People get it. Go ahead. Say whatever you want.
No, listen, I just appreciate everything that you've done, man. Big fan of the ECW Taz character back in the day, and loved all your work on commentary and then podcasting and now the radio. And I'm excited to see what's next for you, man. I just wanted to call and wish you well, and thank you for everything you've done for us.
Well, Cameron, I appreciate it, man. And you're a true friend. Much appreciated for sure, dude. And I got a lot of people calling, brother. So let me go, and I'll talk to you later, dude.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Cameron. Take care, bro. Very nice. Good dude right there. I mean, he has, for those that don't know, he co-hosts podcasts with, Eric Bischoff, Jim Ross, Bruce Pritchett, Tony Schiavone.
He's had me on already.
On Anderson. Excuse me?
I've been on with Conrad.
Oh, you have?
As a guest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd book me, not you.
Wow, let's go to Kansas City, talk to Cheeto. I got to book you. That's a good point. He's just on 1660 AM. What's going on, Cheeto?
Hey, what's up, Taz?
What's up, Haas?
Hey, I got a quick wrestling story for you from back in my youth. I'm from a small town in Nebraska called Fall City. It's down in the southeast corner, butts up against Missouri and Kansas state lines. I was a big, growing up back in those days, you know, we had the old TV that had the rabbit ears on it, no cable. The only wrestling that I could get for a long time when I was a kid came out of Kansas City, and it was
not Continental.
All-Star Wrestling. It had Harley Race, Bulldog Bob Brown, Rufus R. Jones.
Yeah, legends.
Okay, so, So, anyway, so occasionally this troupe would come through these small towns in my neck of the woods, and when I was in the eighth grade, this would be like 80, 83, somewhere in there. 83 would have been my eighth grade year. I'm speculating here. It was either seventh or eighth grade. But anyway, leading up to that, I was, you know, small towns in whatever state you're in, the kids do some weird stuff. Well, we were, back then, it was break dancing and ninja.
Right, right.
And so I'm training to be a full-blown ninja.
Oh, I thought you were training to be a breakdancer.
Oh, well, we tried that, too.
Like spinning on the cardboard and stuff like that?
Yeah, in the small town with the ghetto blaster. Yeah. You know. Anyway, so
How about the, hey, Cheeto, how about the wrestling memory, bro? Come on. You're killing
me. Okay, I got to lead up to it.
I know, but I got a million people calling, bro.
Okay, so in trying to be a ninja, one of the things I was learning how to do was throwing stars and knives. Okay, so that segue into this wrestling story. So we're at this small auditorium all the boys are down there, and there's at one point the kayfabe thing flew out the window, and I didn't know nothing about it back in the day, but they had an iron lung, an old hospital iron lung in this one room, and all of us kids knew about it. It was one of them things you had to lay in, you know, and all that. So anyway, all the boys, Iron Sheik, Harley Race, Bulldog Bob Brown, all the good guys and the bad guys, we peered through the freaking curtains, and they're all in there after and during their, or, you know, after their matches or before their matches, shirts off, boots on, shorts on, playing cards, smoking cigars, and drinking beer. It blew our minds.
Yeah, because you got to see them as regular people.
Okay, so anyway, so this is the story.
Really? So, wow, amazing. Go ahead.
I had to lead up to it.
It's already anyway, Sunday. Go ahead, continue.
A piece tarred with a mask, right? He was a bat, he was a heel. So at the end of the his match, he came out in the audience or in the aisle, and I had everybody's autograph on a freaking piece of notebook paper with a pencil, and everybody told me don't try to get Superfly's autograph because you'll tear your paper up, and I wouldn't listen, so I went up to him. This dude was huge. Then a tap on his shoulder, his bone, basically, and I said, "Hey, Mr. Superfly, can I get your autograph, please?" He turned around. He said, "Sure, kid." He grabbed my pencil.
Wait, hold on. Your phone's breaking up a little bit. Did you have a no? Oh, wow. See, his phone. It must have been the connection.
It was starting to break up there.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened. I don't know. You know what? We're gonna. Well, let's take one more call. Then we'll go to break. Let's talk to Eli. Listening out of Sacramento, California. Eli, what's going on? You're listening on 1140 AM. What's up, Haas? What are you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. What's up, Taz and AB?
What's up, Eli?
Memory.
All right, man. What's up?
Way shorter than the last guy. Do you remember Smash and...
Smash. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Here comes the axe. Here comes the smash. Demolition. Yeah. All right.
So they're making their way to the ring. I run up to the aisle. Axe slapped my hand so hard.
Oh, did he really?
All my fingers jammed up. It was 10 year old. I was like late 80s,
dude,
early 90s.
Eli, all kidding aside, that's something like back in the day guys would do, like the fans. Like, you do it on purpose. Like, I'm not kidding. So that's why I'm laughing.
I woke up. I could not close my hand. I was crying. I'm like, dude, look at what he did to my hand.
That's a funny story, dude.
But yes, but till that day, I loved it.
Yeah,
I always went back, but I never stuck my head out in that aisle again.
Dude, that's a funny story. I got to tell you, Eli, that's a good one. Appreciate you calling, dude. Thanks so much.
You take care on your next venture.
Thank you, man.
Hear from you again, bud.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man. All right, anyway, so there you go. We'll come back for break. We got more people calling. We'll get to you guys that are calling the show to give you a wrestling memory of what happened. Eli just had a great story. And Bobby from Los Angeles, wherever he was, I think he's still talking. His name's not Bobby, and he's not in Los Angeles. Here comes the Smasher. This is such a great song, man. Now, if I ever come back to wrestling as a wrestler, I think I'm going to use this.
If the door is open to wrestling?
You never know. Nah, I'm not wrestling. Can't do that.
That'd be great if it was like a Champions League of wrestling.
The numbness on the right side of my body wouldn't let me wrestle, or my wife. All right, we'll be right back. 855-212-4227.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Sunday, the NFL on CBS features teams making their final push towards the playoffs, with many of you seeing the clash between Cleveland with the Ravens and the Browns. Who wrote this? This is horribly done. Sunday, the NFL on CBS features teams making their final push towards the playoffs, with many of you seeing the Browns and the Ravens, or the Steelers and the Jets. That's how it's done. It all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern, that is, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. Mike, please jump in. Are you on the phone? Sorry.
Put the guy on.
Who types this? Did you type this?
I did not write.
Whoever typed this, tell them I said, They stink. Okay. Last day here on the
Pete,
job.
It stunk.
Still making friends. Pete, bad job.
I'd support you in this 100%. You should see.
Dude, the way that thing was written was like, you got to see it. Like, commas in the wrong spot, yeah. Grammatically incorrect.
The gibberish that's given to us as anchors to read, that is a paid advertisement for a company that's not English. And the same thing, there's random punctuation, capitalized letters. I mean, it's like who is putting these things together from a company who's paying a lot of money for me to tell you to go to their website and buy something?
Exactly.
We can't write in three full sentences? Come on, people.
Yeah, come on, people. You heard them.
I'm not a proofreader.
Listen, please. We'll get to Stella Heller in a second. We have a lot of people calling the show. Stella Heller, can you bang your thing out quick? Because I got a lot of people calling.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to push you along.
No.
I'm very busy
we'll
here.
We'll be fast. Okay. We'll be fast. All right,
3-2-1, go.
All right, the NBA's best in the East taking on the best in the West last night. Lakers and Bucks in Milwaukee.
Big possession here out of a timeout. Hill works right on Caldwell Pope. Looking down for Giannis. Guarded by Danny Green. He goes to work. Giannis backs his man deep. Here's a step back jumper. It's good! 108-97. 34 in the game for Giannis.
Ted Davis on Bucks Radio. Giannis finished with 34, also 11 rebounds. Bucks beat the Lakers at home 111-104. They get to 25-4.
I think the whole team was focused from start to finish. We knew that it's going to be a 48-minute game. We were able to defend real well, show bodies in the paint, make them put the ball on the floor as much as possible and make plays. And it was a team effort.
Anthony Davis, 36 points and 10 rebounds for the Lakers in the loss. They're now 24-5. First time they've dropped back-to-back games this season. The rematch between these two isn't until March. Elsewhere, a season high for Russell Westbrook against the Clippers.
Ball lost near midcourt, picked up by Daniel House. One on two, hands it to Russ Westbrook, floats it up, blocking foul. He makes the shot and a chance at a three-point play. Underhand toss against two L.A. defenders. And Westbrook gets the basket to give him now 39 on the night.
He finished with 40. Matt Thomas had the call on Rockets Radio. The Rockets rallied from 16 down. They beat the Clippers at Staples Center 122-117. Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and Chris Bosh headline the list of nominees for the Basketball Hall of Fame. College hoops, number 4, Duke, no problem with Wofford, 86-57. Seton Hall knocks off number 7, Maryland, 57-48. The Terps have dropped two straight after the 10-0 start. James Wiseman's leaving Memphis to prepare for the NBA draft. The star freshman played in just 3 games. From the NFL, Dak Prescott says he'll be good to go for the Cowboys on Sunday against the Eagles, despite a shoulder injury. NHL, the Hurricanes scored 3 goals in the final 3 minutes of regulation. They beat the Avalanche 3-1. And your wrestling news. Wrestling news. Tonight on SmackDown, tag champs The New Day takes on Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura in a non-title match.
Okay.
Last night, Kid Crush made his long-awaited GWF return, but fell to veteran Laurent Soucy.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah,
Kid Crush worked. All right. And that was for who? GWF?
Yes.
All right.
And good job on those names.
Yeah, I think that's the French. I think that's in GWF, I think. Is that in Dallas? That's global, right?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. Kid Crush, and he wrestled
Laurent Soucy.
Wow. All right. Wow. Man, you are really bringing the wrestling insight. You had the SmackDown stuff. They're actually in Brooklyn tonight, right? I'm sure you knew that because you had the news. Yeah, the live SmackDown. Yeah.
Knew that.
Yeah, everybody knew that.
During the Nets game.
Okay. Hella, great job.
All right.
We'll talk with you later. I'll get you over more. I'm giving you the rub to become a star. Connor Hella.
Good job. So you're welcome.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Old friend. Old friend in New York here. Lean Mean. What's up, Haas?
What up, Taz? AB, Taz. You know, when one door closes, another one gets suplexed through the
door. Hold on a second. It's funny you just said that. As you said, when one door closes, Stella Hella left the studio and the door closed.
There you go.
Yeah. And he opened another door.
He did. Bradford Hella. That's weird.
All right. Well, you know what, sir? It's a celebratory day, and I've encapsulated it in about 2 years of some great moments from the Taz and the Moose Show. Are you ready? Here we go.
All right. Mark.
Here we go.
You know what I'm doing. Yeah, go.
The night before Go Home, when all through CBS, not a producer was updating, no facts being checked. The breakfast bar where Pete's Pinot Noir had all merry and dancing. You could even hear old disco blasting. You chant suplex the best. But in WWF, things went a little left. So we switched from a singlet to a pair of sweats. take it by surprise, like a Disney Main Street with no fries. Vince McMahon asked why Taz covered his thighs. To which Taz replied, these thighs cannot be seen only on Basketball Drive. From Uber Eats to the rundown streets, Mikey B is best in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Pete the Body made the Hall of Fame. He earned his jacket, even received a bust. I'm the Kingsman, the We Over name you can trust. But only if Pete had known who was Kid Crush. Clearly disappointed by Bellotti and Chef Mike, some thought he was mad, his buttocks was tight. And despite toothpaste in his eye, Taz was still of good cheer. As Secret Santa, he gave all thermoses full of beer. No show to prep and no show and no gym to train. He punched his cigar and tweeted them all by name. At Bogish, at Bradford, at Bellotti and Connor. Bradford. On Bawami, on Beseglia, and the rest of you jobbers. Then I heard him exclaim, I am Taz, the human suplex machine, delivering content then, now, and evergreen.
You are the man.
Oh,
you are
my
the
man.
Goodness. Lee Mean. You know, for those that aren't familiar with you, Lee Mean, they're surprised. Like, wow, this man is very talented. I'm not. I've seen your talent in every level. So,
it's reciprocated back. It takes great talent to make great talent, and all the work and content you provide allows me to interpret it and provide it back to yourself and the audience and that guy, Bellotti, you know?
And I'll tell you this, too, right now, Lee Mean. So a lot of people don't know. You actually made a video open. You're an excellent video producer for this show if we had video. And we never had video, so no one ever saw it.
No.
So there you go. But maybe one day I'll pump it out on social media so people can see it. But you did a great job on that. Thank you.
I appreciate that. And yeah. I also want to let you know everything is ready and the pinatas have been sent to the compound for the party.
Perfect. I'm pretty sure you had all that set. I knew you.
Yes,
you have everything done.
I know you requested. We did not like to hang mistletoe at the jazz party. We hang moose pinatas.
Right. Well, there you go. Perfect. Well done, Lee Mean. I'll talk to you soon, brother. Appreciate the love, dude. Thank you, man.
All right.
The man. He's the man right there. Lee Mean is the. Why are you hitting him with the? Come on, be nice.
Hitting him with only three marks. Come on.
Like on cue. And speakerphone Jones, Houston, Texas. Speakerphone Jones. What do you say there, Haas? Oh my God, you're in trouble, dude. Go ahead. What's up, speakerphone?
Listen here, baby. It's the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and I am calling here to let that little orange and black pumpkin head know that ain't nobody going to be able to be on them CBS Sports Radio airwaves like the human broadcast machine Taz. Listen, baby. Every day this man comes out here spitballing these sports, giving the rub to all these knuckleheads like that sit on top, round in the middle, Andrew Bogish, like that little... bird-faced roadrunner running all around the Garden State, dropping off the Uber Eats, Michael Boo-Segler, and even that bald-headed Mark.
The delay!
Pete, the potty. Taz, I was going to tell you, good job on getting all these marks over, but hey, two out of three ain't bad, baby, but nothing can be done for that bald-headed scene. We gonna miss you. And I got to get back to the Pearly Gates. I got a 30-minute with Harley Race that I got to go Broadway on.
Wow. Dude, speakerphone Jones. I didn't know you had those kind of... That was a
lot of heat.
Really good Dusty Rhodes impersonation. Pete, all kidding aside, just be honest, Pete. I thought it was pretty good.
That was fair.
I mean, that was...
that was fair.
Speakerphone, hey, that was a good job, buddy.
On a serious tip, I'm going to really miss you and everyone on the show, getting in the car every morning with my kids. My little girl singing to White Nerdy every time Bogish comes up. laughing at all the jocularity and, you know, asking about the insight that you drop. Hey, what is Taz mean when he says this? And what does this mean? I know 2020 is a new adventure, but this will definitely be a special moment in my life because I went through some serious things while you guys were entertaining us. So I appreciate Taz, of course, but I appreciate everyone on the show and, thank you for letting me have a small part of it.
Oh, listen, no, speakerphone Jones, you're very supportive throughout my career and all the guys here, and nothing but respect for you, dude, and appreciate the love and everything like that. And hopefully the next content I'm doing, your daughter can listen, and I'm not cursing like a banshee. You know, that could happen.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about.
But no promises.
Yeah, you remember E5 Live. You remember that, right?
Yeah. I also miss the wind down when you used to sit there and you go...
the wind down. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's true. Andrew, we started this segment on the Taz show called E5 Live. So
okay.
If the fifth segment, it was explicit 5 Live. I would just curse.
Okay.
And Dennis Jones would curse with me.
Like you would just curse or you say things with curses in it?
No,
like
a lot
you
of times just say random curse words. Just because okay. I could. Yeah. So
now it's just called the Taz show.
Yeah, basically. All right. Yeah.
Look at this, Mark. No.
So you don't just walked in.
Sorry to cut you off. Speakerphone, Jones.
Knows him.
But no.
Chef Mike just walked in speakerphone, so he sees. He's got,
hey, how's that we over, Chef Mike?
So what happened?
So again, the inconsistency of this has been bothering me for months now, and it goes back to the last time Chef Mike came in and brought food, because Pete's going to yell at him, and when he's not here, talk behind his back and play Mark drop the whole time. But then he eagerly eats his food. Chef Mike walks in. Pete stands up right away, throws his hand over the console, shaking his hand, big smile. Pick a side here, Pete.
I'm a gentleman.
No, you're not. You're two-faced. Pick a side.
It's consistency.
No, it does. It's called life consistency. If you don't like the guy, don't shake his hand. Don't eat his food.
Wow. I'm a gentleman. You're not. That's where it is.
No.
Wow. There we go.
The guy's never met a hamburger he didn't like.
Is this phone call done? We've been on for about a half hour.
Hey, I'll decide when the phone call's done. You hung up on everybody else on this show, Bilotti. You make me look like the heel. I can handle being the heel. I don't need you to help me. Speakerphone, anything else you want to say to put me over?
Hey, Taz, you'll always be hashtag RTG, and I can't wait for 2020 to see what the human broadcast machine has ready for us.
Hey, speakerphone, do you think Andrew Bogus knows what RTG means? Does anybody here besides Chef Mike know what RTG means?
They all better know what it means because they get the hashtag RTG rub every day.
They don't know what it means. And the funny thing is, speakerphone Jones, they don't even know what it is. And meanwhile, it was invented by the guy that is the Pope. There's your hint. Around here, who broadcasts in the studio next door.
Not anymore.
Running the game. It means running the game.
Right. Hey.
Oh, he's got the shirt. Bogus has got the shirt on.
I know what it means.
Oh.
Yeah, I got the shirt on.
Hey, speakerphone. Where can you get your... Hey, speakerphone, where can you get your Taz shirts?
You can get them at TazShirts.com, where you will not see the terrible ideas of Speakerphone Jones.
That's right. We threw yours in the garbage. Speakerphone... Much love.
All right, now go make a delivery for Mike. We need to cut.
Mike needs his vid.
Go start earning from Mike. Enough's enough.
Stop calling in. Get on the road.
We got to go to break. We'll get back to the phone calls the other end. We're going to get to eating. Chef Mike is here, so he brought his awesome, delicious food for us. He's so kind, such a kind man.
Pete's already had his, of course.
Yeah, he's smiling until Chef Mike leaves and he throws a knife in his back.
I mean, seriously.
It's unbelievable. You're a bad guy, Pete. No, Bogus is right.
Thank you.
The pleasure is all yours.
Chef Mike should have put one of those mallets that you pound the chicken with and just hit Bilotti right in the head with it.
A meat tenderizer.
Nah, you got to go to violence, right? Got to go to violence. All right, 855-212-4227. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Spilled my coffee, but I picked it up. It's okay, Mike. Everything's all right. Oh, man. We got food here. It's Christmas stuff. It's my last day. And most importantly, CBS Sports Radio toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. It's great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So, lots been going on here in the studio. The esteemed Chef Mike is here with the vittles. With the food. Everyone's chewing and eating. That's why.
It's a good word.
Yeah, vittles. And I am eating, thanks to Chef Mike, a beautiful wrap. It looks like, let me guess what this is, Mike. It's bacon, cheese, like a Beck Jones, scrambled eggs, and what is that, scallions in there, Mike? What's in there? Parsley?
Chives and parsley.
Chives and parsley. Chef Mike, ladies and gentlemen. How's it going, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, man. You really... You brought so much food for the team. These people love you here when you bring food.
Well, three of us do.
Right. And Pete the Body, he can't hit the drops calling you a mark because he's busy stuffing his face with the food you cooked him.
He got brownies.
Yeah. That's your breakfast, Pete? Brownies?
Mark it!
He's too much.
No, I have a wrap.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Chef Mike, how's things going?
Things are great.
Are you working closely with Bisaglia, Mikey B on stuff? on projects?
No, I'm keeping myself open and available for the next Taz project, wherever we go next.
Now, have you heard Taz say that you cannot do anything for any of us in the future?
I wasn't planning to.
That's fair.
You know. There you go. I told you.
Over nation.
Bro, what's in the wrap? There's some kind of, like, not a mayonnaise, there's some kind of a topping.
Ancho chili aioli.
Man, dude, it's good. Oh, my God. Oh, now all the creatures come in the studio.
Here he is.
What's his food?
Stella Heller.
You don't see him using it until it's time to go on the air. Give Heller a sandwich, poor guy. Anyway, Chef Mike. Sorry, I'm chewing on the air. How's things going at the vineyard?
It's been holiday party after holiday party after holiday party.
You work at full-time, Joe? Like, you're there every day?
Every day. I'm headed back there after this.
So you probably get... Now, you're the head chef, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
So... With at this time of year, so busy, obviously, you get. I'm sure you have to get a day off.
I will, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys don't get people in there Christmas Eve?
No, we're closed.
Well, some restaurants right around are open Christmas Eve. I know
some are. We're not one of those.
My family, sometimes we used to go to restaurants, you know, to get dinner and stuff out on Christmas Eve.
Right.
A lot of people cook home, but some people do go out, you know. Wow, interesting. So you're not working Christmas? That's kind of lazy of you, wouldn't you say?
I'm cooking at Dad's.
Okay.
Kind of lazy.
Stella Heller, you will love... Did you grab a wrap? What'd you grab, Heller? What did he grab? Someone tell me.
He has a Beck sandwich.
A Beck sandwich,
he's
okay.
He's picky. This might not go well.
Bradford Heller. No, Heller's...
There's too much that.
He's not like that. I don't picture it. But I'll tell you what, this is delicious. It's great that you're here. You brought some presents for me, which you did not have to do. And I'm going on the record to let you know, do not do anything with anyone here once I'm gone. And I'm gone in about an hour and 15 minutes.
It's already erased from my Uber history. Right. I won't be able to come back anyway.
Exactly. So if Mikey B needs help with something with basketball drives, I'm obviously going to be working for Mike and his production company. So obviously that's something different. But any of these shows here, don't help any of them.
We Over Nation.
Of course not.
They're not part of We Over Nation.
Here's a question. Are any of your restaurants on Uber Eats? Can Mike ever one day maybe possibly come pick up a meal for someone at one of your places?
We're the only New York restaurant right now. I don't know if any of the other nationwide locations are. But
okay.
We're currently not on Uber Eats.
Well, you're hanging around for a few minutes, right?
I'm not going anywhere.
Let's go to New Jersey. Talk to our friend John. Listen on radio.com. John, what's going on, buddy?
He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John from Jersey.
I like how John lays out. Because he knows his music's coming. Did you notice that?
No.
Yes, you did. I caught you. Yeah.
Well, because every time I try to talk sometimes the music starts playing, I'll always wait a second.
He laid out. All right. What's going on, big guy? What are you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right, brother. Hey, before I say goodbye to you and give you a wrestling memory, I will be thinking about you at the Pats-Bills game tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I'm nervous, man. Are you nervous? Do Patriot fans get nervous when they're in a game like this? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Even though you guys are home... Even though, what's the line? I didn't look at the line in the game. What's the line? Do you know?
I think it's like four.
Okay. But you do get nervous, huh?
I get nervous because the Patriots looked like crap this year. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, you guys are, it's 6.5.
Okay.
Bills are getting plus 6.5, yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see, but, hey, this is what you hope for. You're playing a meaningful game at the end of December, so. We shall see.
What are you worried about most against my Bill squad?
I'm worried about most that I believe that Tom Brady has fallen off dramatically. And I'm worried that the offense just isn't what it needs to be to get to get deep in the playoffs. I mean, defensively, I would think the Bills will probably, we'll hold the Bills to, 13 to 17 points.
Yeah,
offensively, can we get into the 20s? I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I hear you.
In that first game, you remember that game. That was at the time, it's like, this is just it's a fluke. Or maybe not a fluke, but, the Bills had a good game. We didn't play well. We'll get better. It's early in the year. And here we are, week 16. And the offense still looks terrible. So that's what I'm worried about.
Well, you know what? What's the main reason why you called the show?
Well, number one, brother, I want to say goodbye to you.
Well, you've been saying goodbye for 4 days.
Yes, well, but this is the official goodbye.
I know, I'm teasing. I appreciate that. I'm busting your chops.
you know, it's been listening to you and the Moose has been great. And
thank you.
Yeah, I honestly wish you the best in whatever you do.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, and I appreciate all the times you've called and contributed to the show as a educated fan to all things sports, and just appreciate the support for sure.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. And I got to tell you, my first wrestling memory.
Oh yeah.
If going way back as a kid, when the WWF would have their house shows at the Garden.
Yeah.
They used to be on TV. They would be on the MSG Network.
Yep. Yep.
So we used to watch them on cable, and I remember watching when Jimmy Snuka jumped off the cage onto Don Morocco. You never saw
that. Was insane. I do remember that. That was
I mean, you never
moment.
Saw things. Like, I mean, now these bumps are just, oh my God.
If I know.
If I did half the bumps they did, they'd pick me up at a fork.
Yeah, no, I know.
but I mean, when Snuka jumped off the cage with that, I can remember watching it with my father. I was like, oh my God, look at that. And I was totally hooked.
Yeah, man. Well, that was an epic moment, historic moment. John, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for all the support. And I'll miss talking to you whenever you call the show. Let's go to Kansas City, speak to another John, listening on 1666610 AM, whatever that is. That's a typo. John, what's going on, buddy?
Great station. Hey, how you doing, Taz?
All right, buddy, what's up, man?
You're going to be deeply missed here. This is one of the best sports channels I've ever listened to. And just want to wish you the best.
Thank you.
And happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you, John. I appreciate
and I hope,
you.
I hope your Bills go there and do what Kansas City did to New England.
Man, I'll tell you what, I'd be great if my Bills could live vicariously through your Chiefs.
yeah.
I hope so, man.
Okay, man. Happy holidays and good luck.
All right, brother. Thanks. Appreciate that, John. Short and sweet, John. Right to the point. We actually have a social media update. All right, my rap is getting cold. Andrew
is
Bogus,
that the update?
Andrew Bogus tweeted, this is the co-host of the show right now, holding back the tears, one last three-hour hangout with Taz, and he tags everyone.
Mm.
And then this gentleman by the name of John Feinstein says, geez, you never cried over me, hashtag hurt. Who is this person?
That's John Feinstein, esteemed author, college basketball savant.
Really?
Yeah, journalism legend. And a one-time host of the 9 a.m. to noon Eastern slot, the original host of the 9 a.m. slot here on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow. Man. And he's your buddy.
He's my buddy. Yeah.
And I'm going to stay buddies with you.
I know. I am honored. Flabbergasted.
I will probably never tweet you publicly. I'll just talk to you privately.
That's great. I'll take it however I can get it. Public, private.
That means more.
Right.
How was your... Man, you went through that rap already?
Well, I didn't know if he was going to call and talk to me about something, so I wanted to get it out of the way.
Well, it's my send-off.
No, I know.
No one's calling to talk to Andrew Bogus.
No, but I still need a present for Trixie, so I'm still...
I've been trying to have people call the show and for your beautiful wife a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
And Lord knows, Joan needs a gift. We have to get her a gift. So, I mean, and 855-212-4227. Call. Tell Andrew some suggestions. We've had men call. We've even had a woman call yesterday.
Yes, and I've gotten multiple tweets and DMs with suggestions, and they're all good. Apparently, I'm good at giving gifts because I've already given all of the ones that have been suggested to me.
Well, you've been married a long time, though.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. You know, I got an idea. Maybe you take one of Chef Mike's Beck's, wrap it up, and you give it to her as a gift.
Well, she'd sign up for 100% of this ancho chili aioli.
That is unbelievable.
It's delicious.
Mike, do you make that? Simple knob will do. Yes? Okay. So you make that on your own. Wow, that's good stuff. You should bottle that. You and Mikey B. And I'm telling you guys,
you
I can see a synergy between you and Mikey B.
Mike and Mike Bottling Co.
Maybe we'll think of a different name, but okay.
We'll get the creative
How about
director
M&M's?
Team on it.
Yeah.
M&M's Bottling Co.
Different name. Yeah. We got to work. It's a working title. As I said to Conrad earlier, a lot of people have been calling. It's been
Mike's
great.
Bottles.
I mean, it's been awesome. I mean, we didn't get Pete the Body's wrestling memory. We'll do that in a little while.
Can't wait.
And we got to get Chef Mike's wrestling memory. You want to give one a little bit? Yes, thumbs up. He gave a thumbs up. So wrestling memories of being at live events or pay-per-views or whatever, 855-212-4227. You could call and give that. I'm going to finish eating my wrap here, my egg, my Beck wrap, as I barrel into my last hour on the air here at CBS Sports Radio, and I ride off into the sunset. Happy trails to you.
Funny you should mention that.
He's
Ladies
here.
And gentlemen, the guy that sings Happy Trails.
Roy Rogers?
Roy Rogers.
No way.
And
His horse.
I don't think he's alive anymore, but all right.
All right. One of his friends.
Taz with Andrew. We'll be right back.